glory appears, my joy will be full.
Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from lips without deceit.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
My steps have been steadfast in your paths. My feet have not faltered. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my word.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. But I, in justice, shall behold your face on waking. I shall be content in your presence.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
As a musician and as a composer, the responses for the daily responsorial psalms just beg to be sung. They beg to be sung, especially when you have a text like that. Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full. That psalm and that psalm response is used this Wednesday for a response to a very sobering first reading from 2 Maccabees, a very powerful, strong, sad reading that we've heard many times about a mother who witnessed the murder of her seven sons because they would not forsake their fidelity to the Mosaic law, to their traditions, and to their history. We know the story very well from Maccabees, and it's a painful story to read. It is used during this 33rd week of Ordinary Time to once again continue to participate in the readings that are given by the Church during these last days of the liturgical year, to keep us mindful of end times, apocalyptic times, to keep us mindful in our calendar year that someday we will all come to our own end, and someday what everything that we know will be gone. This is not so that we will be saddened or depressed or worried or without hope, but instead that we will realize what has been done for us and what has been promised to us. And because we are so faithful and believe so much in what has been done for us and what has been promised to us, that we will continue to live with faith and hope, and that we will never cower from the distress that is simply a natural part of everyday living. The responses the last couple of days have been very much in keeping with these end times readings. On Sunday we heard, "You are my inheritance, O Lord," which was the response to Psalm 16. On Monday we heard, "Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands," Psalm 119. And on Tuesday, just yesterday, we heard, "The Lord upholds me," a setting of Psalm 3. Today's, "Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full," is trying to put our hearts and minds and our thinking in touch with what is really promised. What is really promised is not our end, but our awakening to the new life in God that we have been given in Christ Jesus. What has been promised is that no matter the stress that we endure while we are here on this earth, this distress will not have the final word. No distress, no harm, no hurt, no sadness, no illness, nothing on this life, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, can separate us from the love of Christ, God made manifest in Christ Jesus our Lord. What we are given at these readings that focus on the end times is an opportunity to stand tall, an opportunity to realize, in fact, that when our glory appears, our joy will be complete. Our joy will be full. When God's glory appears, our joy will be full. Today is an opportunity for us to focus on what we have been promised. A friend of mine recently sent something that she had found either online or in a book that said, "Hope is the ability to hear the music of the future. Faith is the ability to dance to it in the present." I loved that, and it's exactly true. Hope is the ability to hear the music of the future. Faith is the ability to dance to it now, to dance to it now. For us to dance today to the music of tomorrow, and the music of our tomorrow, the music is the promise of our tomorrow, is salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord, from which nothing can separate us. Even we can't separate ourselves from what God has in store for us. Even we cannot separate ourselves by our mistakes, by the things that we do incorrectly, by the obstacles that we find in our lives. There's nothing that can keep God from holding God's hand out to us. And all it takes from us is a turning toward God, even in an instant, to realize the salvation that has been promised for us. I think these end-of-the-year readings that reflect somewhat on end times are calling us to the deepest faith that we can imagine. And they are calling us to dance today to the music of tomorrow. We are the people who hope in the music of the future. And because of what we believe, we are the people who are willing to dare to dance to it today.